Our next speaker has done many things in his professional life. He has taught English in Japan. He has worked as a Java programmer, but most geekily, as an author and illustrator of children's books. His first book, Charlie Wedderburn and the Flying Machine, makes maths fun for young readers through the use of rhyming verse and colourful illustrations. He's here to talk about something that drives all of us, the pursuit of perfection. Please welcome Matthew McGay.
People will tell you that the pursuit of perfection is futile. Here's a quote. Perfect is the enemy of done. Bollocks. I don't like this quote. I don't like it at all. I don't believe in it. I don't subscribe to it. This is something my old boss said to me. It's something project managers and entrepreneurs and business types will say to developers with the best of intentions in order to encourage them to get a product that's good enough to ship. The problem is, I think it forces us to lower the bar of what we can achieve. I believe that as geeks, we're all perfectionists. And, we strive to make whatever we're working on perfect. So I'm here today to argue that perfect is not the enemy of done. I'm here to argue that it's a noble and worthy cause and that we should reset our baseline of quality back to perfect. Let's start with the definition. The word perfect comes from the Latin perficio, which means to finish or bring to an end. So right off the bat, we can see that perfect is not the enemy of done, but rather the very definition of it. But I'm not going to rely on semantics to make my case. I'm aware that perfect has this other meaning of faultlessness, and that's obviously what my boss was talking about. So, let's take a trip back in time. Here's a geek origin story of me and my cousin Nick, and this is the first instance that I could find captured of me using a mouse. It's not related to my argument whatsoever, but it's a funny story, so I wanted to throw it in there. Here's another photo of Nick and I reading comics. Man, I read a lot of comics as a kid. I think my parents probably thought it was a complete waste of time, but you know what? It planted a seed. An idea that one day, I wanted to draw pictures and see them in a book. Then computers came along and I completely forgot about that and went and became a programmer. And this seed, this idea stayed with me and it was nagging at me and eventually one day, I decided to do something about it. So I wrote and illustrated a kid's book. It's called Charlie Wedderburn and the Flying Machine. It's a kid's book for geeks, or a book for kids who are on their way to becoming geeks. And before I talk about the real person that it's based on, I want to ask a question. If I was to say to you, name a famous Australian mathematician, who would you think of? I'll give you a second. Hands up if you thought of Lily Cerner from Letters and Numbers. You're all liars. Lily's definitely a valid answer to this question. And she's probably the mathematician that, for me, has the highest profile in this country and certainly the highest heels. My wife's going to kill me. I can't get distracted by Lily. Don't get distracted by Lily. That's what I'm talking about. Charles Wedderburn. So my book is based on a man named Charles Wedderburn. He was a mathematician in the early 1900s. He came from Sydney. He was a giant in the fields of vector analysis and differential calculus. There's a lecture theatre at the University of WA in the maths department, funnily enough, that's named after him. And I love the idea that there are hundreds of kids out there now who, because of my book, would answer that question. I know a famous Australian mathematician, Charles Wedderburn. So where am I going with all this? Well, Charlie Wedderburn and the Flying Machine was a personal project, and as a result, I wanted it to be perfect. Not that I'm saying that my book is faultless by any stretch, but it was the pursuit of perfection that drove me to get it done and to make it how I wanted to make it. I chose to self-publish because I didn't want a publisher dictating to me deadlines or telling me to use a different illustrator or to change the words. And so much like creating software, I think, you know, the perfectionist for me is what got it done. So you guys, when you're writing software, whether it be unit tests to get complete coverage or whether it be refactoring code to make something more efficient or elegant, you know, perfectionism is alive and well and I think should be embraced. So when it comes to personal projects, I believe that we should be allowed to embrace perfection. So if we revisit this quote, perfect is the enemy of done. I haven't got a lot of time to convince you, but hopefully you're coming around to the idea that there are occasions when perfect is what we should aim for and nothing less is good enough. For me, the pursuit of perfection is what drove me to get my project done. So perhaps a more appropriate quote might be, if it's worth doing, it's worth perfecting. I hope that resonates for you because it certainly resonates for me. The question I want to leave you guys with is, what's the personal project that you're going to allow yourself to pursue perfection with? You know, geeks, we always have these personal projects kicking around in our head. It could be a phone app or a web app or a desktop app, or it could be all of the above, or it could be something not technical like a kid's book or a painting or a piece of music. Whatever it is, if you're your own client, then you owe it to yourself to do everything you can to make it perfect. If this is something that you're working on that has the potential to define you, you know, for me, I was lucky enough to take a personal project and turn it into something more. I think you're obligated to pursue perfection on your projects. So that's all from me. My name's Matt. CharlieWeatherburn.com is where you can buy my book, and I've got a few copies here that I'm happy to sign if anyone's interested. Thanks very much.
Nice work, Matt. Well done, mate. Great stuff, Matthew. I can't wait for his next few children's books that have that geek-friendly edge. I can exclusively reveal he's working on three projects at the moment. One's called Where the Wild Geeks Are, Harry Potter and the Pocket Protector of Purity, and the one that I'm really excited about, Schrodinger's Cat in the Hat, comes back. Or does it? I didn't even realise it had left.